It's the KQED News Fix. I'm Natalia Navarro. Today is Thursday, March 28th, 2024. Here's the Bay Area news you need to know. A race for a congressional seat on the peninsula and South Bay is still too close to call more than 3 weeks after Election Day. KQED politics correspondent Guy Marzorati has more.
Former San Jose Mayor Sam Liccardo finished first in the primary, but the second spot in the November election is still up for grabs. Santa Clara County Supervisor Joe Samidian currently leads State Assemblymember Evan Lowe by just 2 votes. The race could be decided by the hundreds of ballots that have been challenged for issues like a signature that doesn't match the voter file. Voters can fix those by Tuesday. If the result is still this close when the counties finish counting, you can expect the trailing candidate to pursue a recount.
Another officer at the federal women's prison in Dublin has been sentenced for sexually assaulting people held at the facility. Former FCI Dublin guard Nikia Nunley of Fairfield will serve 6 years for 10 counts of abuse. Inmates have filed 63 individual lawsuits alleging sexual misconduct and retaliation, and 8 women have filed a separate class action lawsuit last August. The former warden, chaplain, and 6 other officers have also been charged. Earlier this month, a federal judge ordered a third-party special master to oversee reforms at the prison. A San Francisco Superior Court judge is getting death threats after she sentenced a stabbing suspect to mental health probation rather than prison. KQED's Joe Fitzgerald Rodriguez has more.
Daniel Cowich stabbed 94-year-old Ahn Peng Taylor in 2021. Asian American groups are accusing Judge Kay Sennin of giving a free pass to a suspect who harbors anti-Asian hate. The DA's office also says the judge erred. His attorney says he's not racist, but he is mentally ill and in need of treatment. Retired Superior Court Judge Lillian Singh says the attacks on Sennin are driven by politics.
Those who are trying to use the anti-Asian hate sentiment to attack judges are really wrong. They're weaponizing, they're using anti-Asian hate sentiment.
The SF Bar Association is calling for politicians to cool their rhetoric for safety's sake.
Oakland's newly appointed police chief Floyd Mitchell says he's committed to a long-term effort to fix the city's problems. Mitchell gave his first public address Wednesday since Mayor Sheng Tao announced his appointment last week.
My approach begins with strong community engagement and collaboration. I'm here to work with the citizens of Oakland. I believe that when you're actively engaged, you become aware and hypersensitive to the slight changes in neighborhoods and within the organization.
Since 2005, Oakland has had 12 people serve as chief, some lasting only a few days. Among his commitments, Mitchell says he hopes to work with the city's federal monitor to get the department out of court-ordered oversight. Some theater students at San Francisco's Ruth Asalba School for the Arts say they're on strike. They're protesting the abrupt removal of 2 faculty members this month. KQED's Sarah Hotchkiss reports.
That's the sound of over 100 students, parents, faculty, and supporters chanting and drumming at the doorstep of the San Francisco Unified School District. They arrived before Tuesday night's school board meeting to protest the removal of 2 beloved faculty members from the city's only high school for the arts. The 2 teachers, both from the technical theater department, were removed on March 18th without explanation or warning. Now students are petitioning for them to be reinstated. Until they are, the technical theater students say that they're on strike and will not help put on productions in the theater after school hours.
This news is current as of 6:30 p.m. on March 27th. As always, for the latest news, join us at kqed.org and on the air at 88.5 FM. I'm Natalia Navarro with KQED News. Thank you for listening.